Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Arena REIT Half-Year 2024 Results. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Rob de Vos, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to Arena REIT's First Half Financial Year 2024 Results Presentation. I'm Rob de Vos, Managing Director of Arena, and joining me is Gareth Winter, our Chief Financial Officer. Today's presentation will highlight Arena's achievements over the last six months and provide an update on our views on the social infrastructure property market and, in that context, the performance of the business against its investment objectives and strategy. Gareth will provide detail on Arena's financial results and capital management position, and I'll finish the presentation by discussing the portfolio and sharing my thoughts on Arena's outlook in the current investment environment. As always, we'll have plenty of time for questions at the end, and we recognize that it's a busy reporting day, so if you do need to drop off a call and have a question for management, please don't hesitate to contact Sam, Gareth, or I directly. The six months to December, much like all of financial year 2023, was characterized by a real estate investment environment that was challenged by higher interest rates and a development and acquisition market that was slow to respond to market changes in investors' costs of capital. Arena has entered this new period in a strong position, with profitable tenants, solid rental growth, and a balance sheet that has capacity to pursue new opportunities that are consistent with our purpose and investment objectives. Highlights for the first half of financial year 2024, and I'm on page three for those that are following the presentation materials, include a statutory profit of 19 million dollars and an underlying cash-based net operating profit of 31 million dollars, which is up 3% on half-year 2023. Our net asset value per security was stable, as an increase in portfolio capitalization rates was offset by increases in passing and market rents. We've completed three early learning center development projects and replenished the development pipeline with a further seven projects that will support future earnings growth. We've made good progress on our sustainability programs, achieving all of the targets on our sustainability-linked loan and advancing our solar renewable energy projects that are now installed at 88% of the portfolio. Underpinning Arena's performance and positive outlook is the growing community demand for the essential services that our tenant partners provide, and we can see that increase in demand with record underlying operator occupancy across Arena's childcare portfolio. Partnering and understanding the needs of our tenant partners and the community demand for their services has allowed us to achieve efficient long-term earnings growth, and we're pleased today to reaffirm distribution guidance for financial year 2024 of 0.174 per security, reflecting an increase of 3.6% on financial year 2023. Moving on to the next slide. In an environment where we anticipate new opportunities to start to emerge, we remain committed to our strategic discipline and with a clear focus on our stakeholders' needs and our investment objectives. Highlights over the six months to December across key management focus areas are that we've maintained a long weighted average lease expiry for the portfolio of 18.8 years through lease renewals and the delivery of WALE accretive new projects during the period. We've seen the portfolio passing yield expand by a further 10 basis points over the last six months to an average portfolio yield of 5.26%, so that the negative valuation impact of this has been mitigated by passing market rent growth across the portfolio, with the average like-for-like annual rent increase for the period of 5.4%. The portfolio continues to have high occupancy at 99.7%, which is a testament to the quality of our assets, the community demand for the services we accommodate, and the proactive management efforts of our tenant partners and the Arena team. We completed nine market rent reviews in the period, all of which reached the maximum outcome of 7.5% increases. We've made further progress with our renewable energy projects, collaborating with our tenant partners to install solar systems and reduce the energy intensity of our portfolio. These initiatives are lowering utility costs for our tenants at a time of significant increases in other operating expenses for their business. We completed three early learning center development projects for a total investment cost of 22.7 million dollars, These projects will deliver a net initial yield of 5.4% on all costs, including transaction costs. And we've also expanded our development pipeline with the acquisition of 7 new early learning centre development sites. Each project has been pre-committed to a new 20-year triple net lease to existing tenant partners, and the average yield on completion for these projects is 6.3%. Moving on to an update on our sustainability programs on slide 5, and we believe that Arena's focus on sustainability across everything we do best positions the business and our stakeholders to achieve positive long-term commercial outcomes. We have a disciplined investment process, and being an internalised manager with strong governance protocols means that we're aligned with investors for the long term, which facilitates sustainable growth and quality in our financial metrics. Arena's portfolio facilitates access to essential community services that provide a positive social impact, and we work with our tenant partners to invest the capital necessary to provide efficient, flexible and well-located accommodation at sustainable rates, allowing them to focus on their core purpose and for us collectively to deliver better communities together. Some of the specific sustainability outcomes we've worked on and achieved over the last 12 months include achieving zero organisational Scope 1 and 2 emissions and a 13% reduction in the intensity of Arena Scope 3 emissions for assets under management, and facilitating a material increase in the use of renewable energy across the portfolio, reducing our tenant partners' utility costs and reducing negative impacts on our environment. Further detail in relation to these achievements and our other sustainability activities and future goals are available in our annual sustainability report and on Arena's website. I'll now pass you over to Gareth to provide detail on our financial results.
Thanks, Rob, and good morning, everyone. Just turning to page 7 of the presentation, you'll find a summary of Arena's operating income statement for the half year, which shows the 3% increase in net operating profit to $31 million and a statutory profit of $19 million. Through the reconciliation of net operating profit to statutory profit in the appendix of the presentation, with the most substantial reconciled items being the periodic revaluation of investment property and derivatives. Operating EPS of 8.7 cents is 1.5% higher than prior comparative, with the key driver of the increase in operating profit being the 7% increase in property income, offset by an increase in finance costs. The underlying increase in property income is closer to 9% when normalised for the sale of the 2 healthcare assets early in calendar 2023. Now, earnings growth is normally weighted to the second half of the financial year, and we expect that to be the case in FY24 as well. The increase in property income is derived from a combination of the rent reviews and capital deployment. Like-for-like rent reviews averaged 5.4% in the period, noting that 95% of rent reviews in FY24 have a minimum review of CPI or market reviews. The annualisation of the FY23 CPI prints has provided further protection to FY24 cash flow as an offset to the annualisation of the rapid increase in interest rates in FY23. Arena's ongoing program of investment in ELC developments contributed to earnings via capital deployment, including in addition to the annualisation of rent from the FY23 completions, the completion of 3 ELC developments during the period with total project costs of $23 million. Rent collections and tenant rent affordability remain resilient, and $300K of COVID-related deferred rent was collected during the period in accordance with agreed payment terms. All COVID-related rent deferrals have now been collected in full. Looking at a few other line items, not a lot of change in property expenses. They're slightly lower than the prior comparative, and there was still some catch-up required for post-COVID property inspections. There's been a modest increase in cash-based operating expenses compared to the comparative period. Managing costs in a relatively high inflation environment has been a priority, with the increase largely due to variation in staff and remuneration mix and some IT security projects. Pleasingly, on a normalised basis, property revenue increased by around $3.4 million in the period, while operating expenses increased by $200K, and our cash-based MER remains around 30 basis points. The $1.7 million increase in finance costs is due to a combination of changes in both rate and volume. Overall, the increase in average rate from the annualisation of the FY23 rate increases contributed to around 70% of the increase in finance costs, while average volume of drawn debt and the increase in facility capacity in early 2023 contributed relatively equally to the remaining increase. Capitalised interest on the development book for the period was $1.5 million, which was slightly less than the comparative period, around $200K. The lower statutory profit in the half of $19 million is primarily due to negative asset revaluations of $4 million in the period compared to $18 million positive revaluation in the first half of FY23 and derivative valuations of negative $6 million, just reflecting the yield curve at the time. We've paid a distribution of 8.7 cents for the first half, representing growth of 3.6% on the comparative period. Our baseline assumptions for FY24 guidance are tracking close to expectation, and we have reaffirmed our full-year FY24 distribution guidance of 17.4 cents per security. We expect that the FY24 payout ratio will be consistent with recent years. What is apparent is that the CPI-based rent review mechanisms in Arena's leases have been effective in offsetting the increase in debt funding costs and still demonstrating growth in earnings and distributions. Turning to the next slide, where we have a waterfall chart just showing EPS changes during the period, noting that the impact of the growth being the CPI-linked rent reviews and deployment of capital into developments. This is offset by the healthcare assets sales of early 2023, the funding costs and operating DRP. The relativity of each component is a little different in FY23 and FY24, as rent reviews have contributed more than recent history and the development slightly less, which is to be expected given the interest rate and inflation environment we've experienced. Turning to page 9, this slide presents a summary of Arena's balance sheet. The full balance sheet is in the appendix of the presentation. The key points here are there's a 2% growth in investment property, primarily due to the $33 million invested in developments during the period, offset by the asset revaluations of negative $4 million and a single asset sale of $3 million. New investment capex in FY24 continues to remain a little below our run rate in recent years, which reflects the investment discipline and patience in a market that has been in a period of transitional pricing to accommodate the new cost of funds. But with relatively low gearing of 21.7%, which remains well below our maximum gearing range of circa 35 to 40%, we have retained substantial capacity to fund the existing pipeline of developments and actively consider growth opportunities. Turning to page 10, capital management summary. Our approach to capital management is directly linked to our investment objective of predictability of distributions with scope for growth over the medium term. Accordingly, we have prioritised resilience and risk reduction through relatively low gearing, high levels of hedge cover, regular extension of debt facility term, and maintaining immediately available liquidity in excess of our development commitments. The consistent execution of our capital management strategy, combined with the natural inflation protection provided by a large volume of rent reviews directly linked to CPI outcomes, has protected our net operating income in an environment where inflation and interest rates materially increased in an extremely short time frame. We have maintained $144 million of immediately available liquidity to cover the $67 million in development commitments at 31 December. This liquidity, in combination with our modest gearing, is allowing us to actively consider new investment opportunities. In FY23, we developed a sustainable finance framework and introduced a sustainability loan overlay on the debt facility with a range of targets across our solar program, emissions reductions and modern slavery. There is a modest pricing adjustment in relation to those targets, and those outcomes were measured for FY23 post-June 2023, and the targets were fully achieved. Weighted average debt term is 3.2 years, noting that the first expiry is not for over 2 years, in March 26. You'll see us extend that term in line with our usual practice when appropriate, as you'll have seen in recent years. Our all-in weighted average cost of debt had a small increase in FY24 from a spot rate of 3.95% to 4.1% at December. The weighted average cost of debt quoted is all-in and includes the cost of undrawn facilities. The change during the period reflects the increase in pricing on floating rates over late FY23 and FY24, and also a slight reduction in the relative proportion of hedging. The primary objective of our hedging program is smoothing rate changes through the cycle, with a substantial and rapid increase in floating rates during FY23 mitigated by our practice of holding consistently high levels of hedge cover with a staggered expiry profile. At 31 December, we had hedge cover at 80% for a remaining weighted average term of 3.1 years and a weighted average rate of 2.03%. As the development pipeline is funded, we expect hedge cover will remain in a normal range of 70 to 80%. And finally, it is important to note that Arena continues to operate with substantial headroom in both our ICR and LVR covenants. With that, I'll pass back to Rob, who will update us on Arena's property portfolio.
Thanks very much, Gareth. I'm now on page 12 of the presentation. As of 30 June, Arena owned 275 properties across Australia with a value of $1.54 billion. The portfolio is just over 73 hectares in area and predominantly residentially zoned with improvements that are purpose-built for our tenant partners. The portfolio accommodates approximately 30,000 families in their early learning needs. Our healthcare portfolio contributes to meeting the low acuity healthcare needs of a further 6 communities, as well as the high acuity needs of 35 people with high physical support needs in our SDA portfolio. The growth in the demand for the essential services we accommodate, along with both our and our tenant partners' disciplined and proactive management programs, has resulted in the portfolio being in a strong position. At 18.8 years, the portfolio has the longest contracted REIT profile in the Australian REIT sector. We have an exceptionally strong occupancy record. The portfolio has low single asset concentration, with the largest single asset accounting for less than 2% of the value of the portfolio. And the land and building rate, that is dividing the current balance sheet market value of the portfolio into the site area, equates to just under $2,200 a metre, which continues to look like compelling value when measured against other real estate sectors. Passing yield is 5.26%, which has seen a further expansion of 10 basis points in the last 6 months. And despite the growing likelihood that we're at peak or near peak interest rates, we continue to expect to see further short-term yield expansion in real estate markets, including the social infrastructure property sector. And you can see in the appendix of our presentation that early learning transaction yields remain at a low premium for risk-free properties such as Australian government bonds as compared to the long-term average. A mitigating factor for yield expansion is net property income growth, for which the portfolio is very well positioned, not only as a result of current strong trading positions for our tenant partners, but also our long-held focus of ensuring our starting rents had room for growth. The results of the market rent reviews completed in the half, each hitting their caps, is evidence of the strong rental growth we are seeing. Geographically, we have 80% of the portfolio located in the high population eastern seaboard states, with a relatively minor increase in overall exposure to South Australia in the period following development completions. In terms of tenant diversification, we continue to improve the diversification of tenant partners, now totaling 36, with 24% of Arena's income supported by Australia's largest early learning provider, Good Start. Moving on to the lease expiry, and with some minor leasing programs underway on two small healthcare suites. One of the suites is in holdover and in negotiations with a sitting tenant, and the other is in the market available for lease. As you can see in the graph on this slide, we have less than 3% of the portfolio's income expiring prior to 2031 and over 52% of all lease income expiring after 2040. These are very long-term cash flows that have contracted annual escalations, providing inflation protection in a higher inflation environment and real growth in a lower inflation environment. All of the leases are triple net with no exposure to variable property expenses, so highly efficient and highly predictable. Moving on to our rent review profile on page 14, the average like-for-like annual rent escalation for the 6 months ending in December was an increase of 5.4%, with just over 9.4% of the portfolio's income, which relates to 38 childcare properties that are subject to a market rent review this financial year. We've completed 9 of those reviews, again, each of them reaching a 7.5% increase, which is the maximum permissible under each of those leases. Of the remaining 29 market rent reviews to be completed, 20 are subject to a cap of 7.5% increase, whilst the other 9 properties have no cap on an increase. We're anticipating further short-term growth in market rents of childcare properties as a result of generally strong operating conditions characterised by higher occupancy and typically higher than inflation increases in daily fees, which have been subsidised by additional government funding across the childcare sector. Whilst labour costs, utilities, consumables and other costs are also increasing for our tenant partners, on average, the affordability of rent across our portfolio has remained stable with an accommodation cost of 10.6%. Moving to page 15. After widespread challenges in the development construction sector through financial year 22 and 23, we are beginning to see early signs of improvement, with construction cost inflation appearing to moderate in the first half of financial year 24 as a result of better access to materials and labour. We were pleased to complete 3 early learning centre projects in the half, 2 of which were located in metropolitan Adelaide and 1 in metropolitan Melbourne. All with existing tenant partners, each project was designed to suit each of the individual tenants' operations, and pleasingly, each of those projects are operating in line with our and our tenant partners' expectations in the first few months of trading. We've secured a further 7 new early learning centre development projects that will complement the portfolio and deliver future earnings growth. These 7 projects have an initial yield on all costs of 6.3%. So pleasingly, we're starting to see development project yields better reflect changes in market costs of capital. Looking forward, our development pipeline has 18 childcare projects that are located in Western Australia, Queensland, Victoria, South Australia and New South Wales, with a total forecast cost of $117 million, of which we have capital expenditure outstanding of $67 million. We anticipate that the average yield, initial yield on all of the costs, including transaction costs for these developments, will be 5.7%. Each of these development projects are being undertaken on a fund-through basis, where ARENA has contractual protection from cost and time variability. We've secured agreements for leases with existing tenant partners on every project on our standard 20-year triple net lease format. ARENA is a development partner of choice in the early learning sector. In the last 10 years, we've developed 73 childcare developments for 14 tenant partners, which have been undertaken in all states and territories, with the exception of the ACT. These projects have increased access to early learning services for Australian communities for over 8,200 children and provided our investors access to an excess of $30 million of current annual rent. Moving on to the next slide. In line with developed countries around the world, demand for early learning services continues to increase as a result of changing community expectations, population growth, and an increase in female workforce participation. Additional funding for the sector was introduced by the Australian Federal Government in July, which was designed to increase the use of childcare and in doing so provide a significant economic and social return to Australia, including increased workforce participation, better economic security, particularly for women, and improving the lifelong learning prospects of children. It is apparent from our tenant partners' occupancy data that this investment has had the desired effect of increasing childcare participation, and it is our expectation that demand for services will continue to increase in the short and medium term. A shortage of appropriately qualified and experienced educators remains a challenge across the sector, albeit not as acute as it was through financial year 23. As a result, we anticipate that labour costs will continue to increase in the short term, which, added with increases across consumables, regulatory and accommodation costs for early learning operators, will lead to further increases in daily fees. In relation to the supply of new centres, there was a net increase of 313 centres across Australia in calendar year 23, an increase of about 3.6%. Even though we're seeing relatively strong trading conditions for operators, we expect that net new supply is likely to be constrained in the short term due to high costs of establishing new services and investors having higher investment return hurdles. Moving to the next slide. The Federal Government has instructed both the ACCC and Productivity Commission to undertake reviews to assess and provide recommendations to improve affordability, inclusion and quality of early learning services for Australian families. The ACCC released its final report earlier this month, which found that the Australian childcare market could be categorised as having areas and cohorts that are adequately served, underserved and unserved. It is the ACCC's view that these categories will each require different levels of government support and market stewardship to meet the needs of local communities and provide a more equitable childcare system for all Australian families. The ACCC's final report provided recommendations that included that the federal government should consider and restate its key objectives for childcare, simplifying the childcare subsidy, particularly the current hourly rate and activity test measures, and to consider how governments at all levels can influence the attraction and retention of educators, better monitor and regulate the sector, and assist in supply-side subsidies to support inclusion and better outcomes for children and families, particularly in underserved and unserved markets. The Productivity Commission released its draft report titled A Pathway to Universal Care in November last year. The draft report recommends the Australian Government provide access to 30 hours a week of high-quality childcare services for all children under 5 years of age. In making that recommendation, the Productivity Commission notes that it will require tackling availability, affordability and inclusion gaps in the current system. Preliminary modelling from the Commission shows that increasing the top subsidy rate to 100% for lower income families and relaxing the activity test for all families will lead to an estimated 12% increase in the demand for childcare services and a 3.4% increase in total hours worked in the Australian economy. Both the ACCC final report and the Productivity Commission's draft report are consistent with the federal government's commitment to implement cheaper childcare, boost workforce participation, and drive productivity growth. All positive drivers for future demand is the accommodation that ARENA develops, owns, and manages. Moving on to the next slide. So in that market context, ARENA's early learning portfolio remains in a very strong position. We're 100% occupied, and our tenant partners' average underlying business occupancy is the highest on record. Average daily fees have increased to $140 per day as of September, up 10.5% from the prior year and over 8.5% since March. Whilst these are material increases, they remain below the government's benchmark daily fee of $151 per day, which is indexed to inflation. As you can see on the graph at the bottom of this page, the government funding package continues to suit our early learning centre portfolio, which is curated towards middle-income families. And to give us some context, 80% of our early learning centres have daily fees under the government's childcare subsidy benchmark fee as of September. Our average rent per place across the portfolio has increased to $3,000 per place, and as we've developed more than a third of the portfolio over the last 10 years, remains highly affordable in our view. Despite strong rent increases across the portfolio, rent affordability for our tenant partners as measured against gross revenue has remained stable at 10.6%. Moving on to the next slide, ARENA's healthcare portfolio continues to perform to expectation, and we continue to be attracted to the right new healthcare opportunities, our investment thesis being that the community demand for healthcare services and the infrastructure to facilitate access to those services will increase as a result of Australia's growing and ageing population, and the government alone will not be in a position to support that growing community need. We are mindful of short-term challenges in the sector, but we do see a growing likelihood of opportunities arising in the medium term. In our usual disciplined way, we will patiently look to deploy capital on the right opportunities where we are targeting quality over the long term that will support our purpose and investment objectives. Moving on to the outlook. Today we are reaffirming full-year distribution guidance for financial year 24 of 17.4 cents per security, an increase of 3.6% on financial year 23. The portfolio is in a strong position. Our healthcare and childcare investments are performing to expectation, and underlying occupancy for our childcare tenant partners is at the highest position on record. We have solid rental growth across the portfolio and an 18.8-year WALE with a transparent and highly predictable rental profile. Future income growth will be underpinned by contracted annual rent increases, including market rent reviews, as well as the impact of our financial year 24 acquisition and development completions. Looking forward, ARENA's outlook is positive. Early learning and healthcare services are integral to economic stability and improving community outcomes. Most themes underpin ARENA's portfolio value and investment objective of providing long-term, predictable distributions to our security holders with prospects for growth. We have a balance sheet capacity to patiently take advantage of new opportunities that are consistent with our strategy, with gearing at 21.7% and no debt expiring until March 26. And our experienced management team has strong industry relationships and in-house development and origination expertise that will assist us in sourcing future opportunities and exploiting price dislocation in a new investment environment. In closing, I'd like to thank our team and our tenant partners for contributing to the positive outcomes that have been achieved in the first half of financial year 24. I'll now pass the call back to the operator to open up for questions. Thank you.